This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Here are nine of the stories that were found today in healthcare from Becker's Healthcare. We'll just give you a quick cliff note of each of these stories, but they help tell the story of what's happening in healthcare. First, two Nebraska hospitals abruptly closed, 72 laid off. And this is, again, a sign of the times as the biggest health systems seem to be doing fine, but the small critical access hospitals are really struggling. We hear more and more of that from, there's exceptions, but we hear more and more of that from people about the challenges facing small and rural and critical access hospitals. Second, there's a great story in Becker's Healthcare about the ongoing Steward financial saga, 17 Things to Know. Madeline Ashley writes on that. Third, the Medicare Advantage program hits an inflection point. Jacob Epperson writes on this. Just more and more distaste from health systems about the Medicare Advantage program, and the big payers upset that the rates weren't raised as much as they thought they would be. The fourth story that we're following today, 47 health systems ranked by revenues, by annual revenues. This is from Alan Condon and Andrew Chaos. The four biggest systems, Kaiser Permanente, HCA Healthcare, Comet Spirit Health, then Ascension. In fact, UPMC was number five with about $28 billion in annual revenues. And this is based on last year's numbers. But the article itself has 47 health systems ranked by annual revenue. And we put 10 in the LinkedIn post. The top five, Kaiser Permanente, HCA Healthcare, Comet Spirit Health, Ascension, then UPMC. The next story we're following currently, 20 hospitals closing departments or ending services. Again, a sign of the times is hospitals try and get their operating margins back in order. That's written by Andrew Chaos. Another story features Mark Cuban's online pharmacy, which is starting to make lots of waves. Paige Schwinter writes about the 25 drugs at the online pharmacy that are having the biggest cost reduction, showing the biggest cost reduction. The next story we're following today, and we'll end up with 9 or 10 of these stories, so excuse me on my numbering. The next story is the changing dynamics of retail healthcare disruptors. And Giles Bruce writes about this and some of the great challenges that the Walgreens, the CVSs, and others are having in this retail environment that they thought was going to be much easier than it's been. The next story, and we're down to two more, three more, J&J to acquire a heart device maker for $13 billion. Again, trying to continue to get bigger and bigger and be more important in the healthcare delivery area, the healthcare provider and device area. Finally, two more. Alan Condon writes on four hospitals closing emergency departments. And this is, again, a follow-on to the other story about 20 hospitals closing departments or ending services. Just another effort by hospitals to get leaner and keep margins working. And finally, Paige Twenta writes about Advocate supply chain strategy, three quick notes. And this is, again, for major large arts health systems. Advocate's one of the top 10 in the country in terms of revenues. The need to make sure the supply chains are tight and smart and run efficiently has become more and more important as you're running these major, major systems, literally $20 billion systems. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. And thank you to our two producers today, Chanel Bunger and Jeremy Corr. Great to be with you and great to be at the Becker's Healthcare annual meeting and to hopefully hear President George Bush speak later today. Thank you for joining us.